Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We welcome in DP, and here comes Jay Foreman walking in the studio for the spillover.
Jay likes the, what do you call that kind of entrance?
The grand entrance?
Yeah, the grand entrance.
It usually should be preceded by all rise.
All rise for the great Jay Foreman.
DP, you did not rise.
Just Jay Foreman.
DP, you did not
DP
rise.
DP doesn't have to rise. He's Hockey Night in Canada. Simple does not know what Hockey Night in Canada is.
I don't either.
Is.
Won't you like to understand that one?
We'll send you the Ebonics link after when we get off.
Take him to school.
Ebonics.
How would you? So, what are the first four letters of Hockey Night in Canada?
Look at these two confused. You guys are dazed and confused.
Hockey
H
H N I C.
In
I see.
Canada.
Yeah.
Help me.
And it means something else entirely.
What, DP?
Is it radio appropriate?
No.
No.
Jay's like, no.
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 Okay.
It is a thing that's said when a black person is in charge.
Hockey Night in Canada.
All right,
this is dangerous that you taught me this.
It's a way of saying it without saying it.
Hockey Night.
So simple. If you ever see me down at the stadium, that's what you say.
That's right.
Hockey Night in Canada.
This is the only.
Nobody will be offended.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Let's all laugh together. But Hockey Night in Canada.
Yeah. You know, to give you permission in this space to use it exactly that way.
Yeah.
Because other people will use it. People will use it another way.
Right.
And that we are not.
And you mess around, get folded up like a trash. Right. Don't go. And for you people out there, you see me at Hy-Vee,
do not
go too far.
Do not.
You will be in the frozen vegetables
Yeah.
Aisle real quick.
When you wake up, you'll go, they told me not to say that.
Right.
I shouldn't have said it.
That's not what I'd expected from old school today.
That is old school. That is old school thing. Because you're walking around being the HNIC.
It's interesting you think I don't know anything.
No,
I didn't know that one either.
Yeah, you didn't know anything.
No, just
You didn't know anything either.
There are things I give you credit for. Yeah. That I'm like, okay, but this was one I was like, no.
We knew you didn't. Simple got a little bit more soul than Jake.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well,
he's seen things. He's older than me.
Yeah. He's been around the block. He's had to adapt to
I'm
things.
I'm new on
Jake,
the block,
Jake,
too.
You're not very adaptive, man. You're like Cliff Kingsbury that's not trying to adapt your system.
Yeah, just be pretty and stand there.
And look at Fitz Jake. You know, I can see Jake.
He's handsome.
Hey, yeah. You can see Jake, you know, at whatever that lake is up there in Ashland in his house. Oh, yeah, and sure. Then when it's draft day, just sitting there watching like Cliff Kingsbury.
What's wrong? That sounds like a good picture to me.
I'm fine with it.
Jake, all right. Jake, I'll take this as a compliment then.
Yeah, it was a compliment.
Thank you.
It was a compliment,
thank
man.
Thank you, Jay.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're doing that beard thing like Kingsbury, that kind of.
No, I trim this thing up. You don't grow that thing out.
You're trying to be distinguished, right? You're trying to keep the look, just distinguish.
Jay's on to me, TP. Yeah. He's on to me.
Kingsbury don't have a full blown beard.
I don't either.
He does the kind of the half beard.
Jake, we're all on to you.
That's what you need to be worried about, Jake. Nothing that you're trying to do, we haven't done probably 10 times over.
How can Jake get more soul?
Oh, this is a great question.
He needs to broaden his horizon.
Yeah, come on. Help me out. Help me out. Like, this
come
is
on,
important.
DP. Wow. How can Jake get more soul?
He needs to get out of Lincoln, first of all.
Oh, he does.
No, he went down to Miami.
Yeah, and San Diego.
Yeah, but when he goes, he doesn't really go.
You were definitely in the
Jake's the guy,
the tourist area.
Like, yeah, like yeah. you go to the
high
tourist area.
Yeah.
But if you go five blocks at the other direction,
Jake,
you got to deal with some dudes.
Pretty much what he says is when you go down, like take a trip down to Houston and go to Onyx.
Onyx.
Oh, good heavens! Don't
Onyx.
Do that.
Go to Onyx.
Don't do that to him.
About midnight.
and
tell him the Prince of Houston sent you, and you'll be okay.
Oh, of Houston. No, the scene would be what's the movie with Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, Harlem Nights.
Okay.
And there's a scene where he meets Sunshine.
Oh yeah.
And then he just realizes one moment that he just picks up the phone and calls his wife, say, "Oh, yo, Doris, I ain't ever coming home." That's where Jake needs to stay out of those spaces.
You know what we need to do is just slowly integrate Jake and just give him a movie list. It's cold as heck outside.
Yeah,
there's no golf for you. Just give you like a movie a weekend. Just a short one, just to keep his interest.
Yeah. Give me a little list here.
There's some ones you need to see.
Like what?
Wow, that's a deep list.
Harlem Nights is number one.
Sip wants no first.
Harlem Nights is number one for him.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, because
we got to get you out of Coming to America is not on the not that.
No.
We got to get you out of the commercial. We got you some Harlem Nights.
Some real stuff.
We got to do the right thing.
Yeah, do the right thing. What about Fridays?
Fridays. You know what? That's where
Fridays.
That's where you need to start. Because it's a little comedy.
You
break them in nice and easy.
Fridays.
It's not too intense.
Funny.
Yeah.
Because there's too many type of real issues, he'll clam up. We just got to break them in real easy, right?
Get him,
Fridays
get him
is fun.
Yeah.
Get him
then we got to end you a Friday after next so you can see Damon. Remember to do Damon, the big dude?
I'm writing them down.
Fridays. Yeah, start Fridays. With that. It's super funny.
I'll have a full list for you later.
Yeah.
I had to do this.
I'm writing these.
I had to do this with Tom Stevens, and I would give Tom assignments.
We're giving you an Ebonics class.
I give him assignments.
I
it's like
class.
The things that there
like
are
what?
Certain movies that he had never seen, like Bingo Long and the Traveling All Stars. You have to go
that
see that. It's
see?
A baseball movie. Oh, really
bingo.
Good stuff, right? Go back and rewatch Remember the Titans because there has to. I'm a boy, Damon. Yeah, he needs to understand
all that
stuff.
Yeah, he needs to see all
stuff.
The Fridays.
Yeah.
So, Jake.
You've seen
one.
Yes.
Watch one Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then we need to report Monday.
Well, there's three Friday movies?
Oh, Jake, you
How
could binge
Friday
watch
How many Friday movies
them.
Are there?
Three.
You could binge watch.
Oh,
you
could
and they're funny, too, Jake.
One's called Super Fridays, fun. Friday After Next. What's the other one called?
I don't know the other one.
What is it? What is Rico? Rico.
Look how high Rico had to reach for that.
Next Friday.
That's a long,
don't be,
a long
don't
way.
Be rude.
It's a long way up.
Like, that was rude. Why you got to be rude?
That was him jumping center.
Look at that.
Right?
He had to reach up.
That was Rico jumping center to get the top of the
I'm
microphone.
Taller than Rico.
Why you got to be rude?
You hear that?
Yeah,
Simple
I know. You know what? I take that back,
right?
Everybody at the station is taller than me. That's not anything new.
They went after you hard.
Hi,
good
Rico.
Morning, Rico.
Hi, Rico.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi.
Why you gotta be like? What's going on?
You got
here?
Any other movies you need to watch?
Jake, just start with those three.
Yeah, I got all three of them. You want
to
borrow?
You're gonna have to watch School Days.
I gotta write all these.
Are you gonna write out? I write them down.
Yeah, on the podcast or something. Just
yeah, we'll
just starting with those three or four right there. You'll be okay.
Right.
I'll give you a movie review.
And then we're gonna have to. I'm going to pick a historically black college and university that you should go watch a football game at?
I would love
live.
That. The bands are awesome live. With those games.
And then I'll send you to a basketball game and let him just get turned out. We're going to put Jake in the drum line. We're going to have him marching.
Don't do that.
No, we want Jake marching. No, I need to get Jake marching in with like grambling.
Oh. Would they allow that?
They would not allow
it. White.
I wouldn't be.
No, they would. Jake is really white.
Wouldn't be allowed.
Maurice Washington's down there.
Yeah, so you can use that excuse.
I wouldn't be allowed in the band.
Is that now?
Yeah, you would. They're white dudes in
oh, yeah, they're not. Yeah, yeah.
As a matter of fact,
which one has a white drum major?
Oh, yeah, he's the most the most popular drum major in the entire country is this white dude from down south, and he puts in work.
Where's he at?
But Jake is really white.
It's why we're trying to culture. No, this is true. I am very white. I got to get culture
simple,
here.
Here's what I know, having spent most of my years in predominantly white schools and predominantly white situations. Everybody's really white until they're not.
I don't know what that
what
means.
That means I will take you on the road with me for 3 weekends, and you will not be the same vanilla version of yourself that you are.
You'll be more tan.
What about this one? We take Jake to Beale Street.
Beale Street is still moderate.
Pretty moderate. You can break him in that way.
Yeah, you can break him in and not scare him too much.
But here, Jake, you could go, you know, next time Minnesota plays or Nebraska plays Minnesota football.
Yeah.
Let's take you up on Lake Street in Minneapolis.
You guys, I went to a sketch area of Atlanta one time, and I was...
Wow. The fact that you called it sketch means it...
No, you're in trouble.
Did you get lost?
Would you? Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't know where I was at.
That's the best part.
I'm not in an area I wasn't like.
Familiar
I didn't
with.
Know. Yeah,
you
know,
hey, he rolled it. Do you know where the next Target is?
Yeah.
Hey, Jake stopped at a stoplight and he's like, looked around. He said, "Let me lock these doors real quick."
Come on.
No.
That is a little good.
No,
I didn't say it like that.
You know where Jake was? In every city, Jake ended up on Martin Luther King Boulevard. Every that's where he ended up.
Easy.
That's where he ended up.
Easy. Hockey Night in America.
Yeah, what happened here? Hockey
Night in Canada.
Oh, Hockey Night in Canada.
Get it right.
Say it in America.
I wasn't going to say anything. Just let it go. Canada.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's only one person in history who could use what you just used. There's only one. There's only one that's been ahead of America. That's it.
Jake, it's all from love.
Well, yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Yeah. Let me tell you
something. Nick, that's from Pius the 10th.
Yeah, Nick Sander.
We're still not. I mean,
Is he above me in the culture and stuff?
No, you're above him.
I don't know.
You've been working on him for a long time.
I don't know. Nick's hip hop game.
Oh, no.
Nick's hip hop game is on point.
Well, like, what do you mean by because he can rap it?
No, because
he knows the music.
No, because he knows the music because he's been hanging out. Like, he's had to go in and create
rejoins. Yeah.
And well, Nick is like, okay, I now know who this is. And we've been able to share
and Nick will research, but Nick just
well,
does.
I respect
Nick
the music. I like that
Well, there's
stuff.
Some there's some that research. Nick knows. He just didn't know who the artist was.
Right. Like, you've got to go through the
But I'm sure Jake's the same way where if he hears the song, or if you give him the artist and the name of the song, he won't know. But if he hears it, he'll know.
No. Well, I'll be playing something in the back, and Jake will come by.
All the time, TB plays music. I say, "Hey, man, I love these guys. It's good stuff."
Well, but most of what I play here is not what we're talking about.
I know. But most of what I like this stuff.
That's why you love too.
Like, you know, this is what this is. But what I that's pretty funny though, because it's usually like, okay, this is stuff.
TP playing the Hooters back there.
Yeah, like I'm musically eclectic beyond my space. Uh-huh. But yeah, I would.
He's playing Sister Hazel back there. There we go. Yeah. There we go.
Like those are TP. But those are my people, so I understand. So, but we'll get you right. Set on the music. We will do. So you do your song of the day. How many of them have been brown people?
He does.
I'm leading him.
I like Hootie and the Blowfish a lot, you know?
Simple waved you off quick. You try to throw a backdoor slider.
Actually, it does, because they self-define as a black band with three white members. Like, they self-identify as a
it
black
counts.
Band.
It
oh, they
counts.
Do? Yeah, they identify themselves as a like, we're a white band.
Are they still making music?
Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, I'm gonna drag somebody. Jake, actually,
I'm going. Maybe to a concert. I'll go with
well,
you.
Well, no, it's their golf tournament, which is Monday after Masters.
I'm in.
It's in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
I'm in.
Before I came here, we did it at, like, Beck and I would do it every year. It's 4 days. Folks come up from Augusta and play, but you're
like
4 days there on the Barefoot Resort right there in Myrtle Beach. There's a concert. There's an auction, a live auction. The concert's got, like, so you get Hootie, you get Edwin McCain, you get Sister Hazel,
well, you
get
Edwin McCain.
Yeah, like
I'll be that song.
So you get all of that, but then you get a mixing of, like, you get Charles Barkley, you get Tiger Woods, you get actors.
You're gonna drag me to that. That sounds
we would broadcast from there.
I love how you said golf. Jake was just let's go.
Yeah,
I don't care where it's going, but let's go.
You would lose. It's the Dye Resort. Check it out. The Dye Resort.
I only know Pete Dye Resort.
Barefoot. Yeah. Right there in Myrtle Beach. We get in Saturday. They do, like, you know, a Masters watch.
Sounds like heaven.
You just hang out with all the – so ESPN broadcast from there. Usually, you know.
Yeah.
We're there. And in the past, I would just go buckle up in the country club. And as people came by, you would just do interviews. And it's two solid days of interviews, but it's four solid days of party. And it's
like
amazing, right?
You know how to party?
Cigars.
I know how to party. Shake,
cigars.
Shake. I love cigars.
Cigars, no. Bourbon. It's like cigars. You know, Shannon Sharp, Sterling Sharp.
I'm talking
Sharp.
About party.
Anybody, Mom. Like the full range.
You should take Jake there.
Alice Cooper's always there.
Jake would like all John, that.
This isn't just drag a golf. This isn't like a golf.
John Daly is always there.
Oh, he loves John Daly.
I love John Daly. He's my boy.
You know,
we share the same birthday. We're brothers practically.
DP, I don't think you're bringing Jake back.
Really?
Yeah. Well, if you go to the event, whatever happens, I end up at a table with John Daly, and he begins telling stories. And I'm just telling you, Jake.
Jake would love that.
It will It will change Jake, because he will hear things about John Daly he did not want to know.
Oh, yeah.
He knows a lot.
Have you read his book?
No.
Yeah, you got to read the book before you read the
book. I did play a song one time for Song of the Day, though.
And he does.
Well, he sings.
He's a very good singer. He's a talented guitar player.
He gets his own solo at the concert every year.
Yeah, we're gonna make this happen.
Hey, you'd love it.
You would love it. This is all out there.
Yeah, we're gonna set it on fire.
Do I gotta deal with all three of you?
Yeah, we're gonna set it.
You see you and you see.
I see that white hat over there.
Yeah we're gonna set it on fire.
Here? Is the captain here?
The captain.
We're gonna set it on fire today.
What's the captain here so early for?
Well, because he's coming on with us.
Oh,
and we're just gonna.
You got.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot going on.
There's an undercover agent in here.
There's a lot going on at the ticket.
You got to watch out for Rashawn.
Do I?
He'll get you.
Yeah, you got to watch out for him, man. Yeah, look at him. Just look how he just
man's is
just look how he just
reckless.
Walking around. Just look at this. Look how he
look
just does
he's,
things.
He's
look
stalking.
At him.
He's
look
stalking.
At him.
Oh,
yeah.
Man's is reckless.
All right, let's get Rashawn on for you guys. There he is.
Dude, it's too early, Jay.
Man, he got gray. He
how
got
you be
gray.
Getting up? That's why I got gray, because I'm getting up too early.
And Rashawn got gray.
Man.
Yeah, we're ready for this.
Hey, fellas.
What's up, Rashawn?
Welcome, Rashawn.
Look at him. Look at. There he is. Yes, there he is.
Look at the captain.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Buckle now I just got to go to a whole nother level with Rashawn in the building.
Jay.
Yeah. That's
they got the captain up in this piece, man. They got right.
But we called you. We called you captain for another reason. Flying on them.
Not that type of captain. You better stop it. DP tried to say I look like what's the dude name?
You look like Randy Jackson.
Yeah, that's Randy Jackson.
Why is Randy Jackson here? What's Randy Jackson
Randy
doing here
in the house?
Dang.
Randy for Sean Jackson, right?
Why is Randy Jackson here?
It's getting hot in here.
You know y'all first cousins. Stop
hot in here.
All right, old school is next for Steve Sipplum, Jake Swords. See you.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery.
Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.